Hello, my name is Janaya, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
This is the Courtney Tran.
How may I assist you?
This is my first time doing this, but I got fired from my job the other day. So.
And you need to file for unemployment.
Yes.
May I have your social security number?
421-452572.
And what was your first and last name?
Courtney Tyner. First name Courtney with a C. Last name Tyner, T-Y-N-E-R.
And what was your last employer?
End-time staffing. It was a temp service.
End-time staffing?
Yes.
Okay. May I have your date of birth?
6/11/96.
Your mother's maiden's name?
It should be Jones, but she got divorced and changed her name again, so I don't know.
No,
but
so her maiden's name is going to be her last name at birth.
Oh, yeah, Jones.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
I got an ID, state ID.
Okay, may I have their number?
874-8158.
Okay, so we can start the claim. It'll take maybe 20 minutes of your time. Is that okay?
All right.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Nah.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yeah.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
All right.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Nah.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months? Hello?
Hello. I know. My bad. I'm trying to think. Because that's a year and a half. No.
The answer is no.
Yeah.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No. This is my first time ever filed.
Okay. Have you worked under a different name or a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
May I have your phone number?
659-278-8668.
And were your driver's license issued in state? I'm sorry, was your ID issued in the state of Alabama?
Yes.
May I have your race?
African American.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th. I graduated high school.
Are you a
is
U.S.
It
citizen?
School or high school?
School, period, like college included.
I got some college, but no degree.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Nope.
May I have your residential address?
4633 13th Avenue North, Birmingham, Alabama, 35212.
And would that also be your mailing address as well?
Yes.
And when you're working, what is your occupation?
When I do work, what is my occupation?
Mm-hmm.
I got a, my resume is different, but you can go with, I do hospital, patient care tech, forklift operator, civil engineer.
Which one you want me to put?
Oh, shit, I don't. Engineer, civil engineer.
What engineer?
Civil engineer.
Wait, I didn't get the first word.
Oh, civil.
Oh, C-I-V-I-L.
Civil.
I got it.
Yeah.
And are you looking for work in that occupation?
It don't matter. I'm looking for work in that hospital. I got the background for it.
Okay. Do you work through a union?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in except full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
10 to 20 miles, I guess.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I try not to go below 15.
Are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business, and do you work for yourself?
I didn't have an LLC, but I gotta get it back up and running. So, yes and no. But you just put no at the time.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Neither one.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Huh?
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I don't even know what that means.
Would you like 10% of the weekly unemployment check taken out for federal income tax?
Oh, you're talking about the taxes, the cover taxes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. If you are, you say yes.
What happens if I don't? Because I can go, like, you're talking about, like, being exempt until I go back to work.
No, I mean, exempt means you won't get none taken out. I'm asking, would you like 10% taken out?
No, I'm saying, so, like, I'm saying me not getting it taken out, that's almost like me just going exempt for the time being, right?
Yes.
Oh, then no, I don't want to take it out.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And what's the name of your bank?
Borrow Bank, B-A-R-O Bank.
Is that an online banking, or do they have an actual branch? Because we don't accept any online banking.
So that means you can't do time either, huh?
No, sir.
That's not all. We had a couple of banks. I just take the little card that y'all got because
okay.
Everything is good.
And what was your last employer?
My last one, Intime Staffer.
Intime Staffing?
Yes.
Give me just a moment. I don't see Intime Staffing.
Is it Dreamtime Staffing?
I see Onan Staffing. I see Elwood Staffing.
Elwood Staffing, that was when I was at Ying Sang. I just left that five not even 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
I see Kevin Service and Dream Staffing.
Dream Staffing. Dream Staffing and Anton the same thing.
Oh, okay.
They had two different names. And the job before that would have been Elwood Staffer.
Okay. May I have that employer phone number?
Which one? The intern?
No, yeah.
Number would be 205-558. 9691.
In the city that you were working in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
And may I have your employment start date for that job?
I would have started generally. I think I started that job on the 24th, as a matter of fact, or the 17th. I had to probably start the 17th because you got to do a week and a half.
Of what month?
June. That way, you know, 2 weeks for real.
June 17th?
Yeah.
And the last day you work?
July 3rd.
And why are you no longer working there?
I can't tell you for real. Bro, I walked in just five minutes. Somebody else said me. Wasn't doing something fast enough, I guess.
Could you give me the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
His name was Jeremy. I don't remember his last name.
Okay.
In time, I'm going to give it to you, give you the information. And you said the address of the place?
No, what's his title?
He was the warehouse supervisor.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what did you say he said?
Basically said we weren't putting the boxes up fast enough. That was our story.
And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I asked them what I needed to do because I was actually, they had me do something totally different than put the boxes up beforehand. And somebody else was, I was verifying next employee's work for the list. I don't know. I tried to talk to them. Trying to see if I could fix anything and change it. That's all I can tell you.
Okay. Any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
Nope.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, which includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
Nope.
Could you verify that all the questions I asked you provided correct answers?
Yeah.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties.
Okay.
You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, correct?
Yes.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefit Handbook?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important.
Okay.
Okay. It normally takes 2 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Right, and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claims. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. You could file your weekly certification either online in the Claimant Portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the home page, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification.
That number for what now?
Your weekly certification.
All right.
You could
find
1-800.
I'm sorry about that.
You're fine.
1-800-752.
Mm-hmm. 7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524 Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. You have any questions about anything I just read?
No, that'd be all. Am I going to get a copy of all this stuff in the mail? Like, so I'm saying all these numbers and stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to give you your confirmation number and then your PIN number. You can let me know when you're ready.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay, their confirmation number is 489-928-005.
Okay.
And your PIN number is 7296.
What's the PIN number for?
Your weekly certification.
Okay, so when I call the 1-800-752 number, I just put in the PIN.
You're going to put in your Social Security number and in your PIN.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
So that means I start that next week, right?
This Sunday, yes.
Starting Sunday. So call every Sunday? Or
if you want to. Most people call every Sunday, but you don't have to.
All right. Okay. And then you said the Alabama Works. I can just. So they got a resume. I just can call some of the jobs they got.
No, you
just.
No. You update your resume and you make an account and update your resume.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling the Department of Labor. Have a great day.
You too.